Hello dear listener, and happy Sunday. Another wonderful one on planet Earth, and certainly this part of the planet Earth, with blue skies, a nice breeze, and the sun hasn't sort of got to that roasting temperature yet, which is really lovely. Birds are having a good old sing-song. In fact, there was a collared dove earlier, but it's gone away now. First off, I would very much like to welcome Fletty among our number. Thank you. Among our number, Fletty, also known as Fran, lives up in Orkney and has lots of stories to tell. And I hope you'll welcome her. That's Fletttie. She recorded her first boo yesterday. And Fran, if you're listening, fantastic job. I love to hear your voice. I loved the breadth of all the things you were talking about. Certainly, sort of the describing the island and actually. One of the things I did yesterday to try and get some context on it was to match up the Isle of Orkney with the area I live in. And it's about the size of Bedford to sort of Watford on one side and Leighton Buzzard to Stevenage on the other. And so that's a whole island. And it's like got a few towns in it. Hang on a second. I'm being told about chalk. So yes, sorry about the interruption. Fran, looking forward to more. And as part of your dragon history, dragon-history.co.uk. I'm sure there'll be plenty of stories to tell. Which brings me to the main sort of thrust of what I want to talk about, and it is the whole thing about Audioboo. Must be a couple of years ago now, I wrote Extolling the Virtues of Twitter, its versatility, the things you can use it for, be it blogging, be it communicating, be it having a laugh, be it getting the news, finding out about, contacting and communicating with celebrities, all these kind of things. And Audioboo, in some respects, now I've got used to it, has almost as many uses. It doesn't quite have the limitations that Twitter has in terms of how many characters you can write in one go, although I'm sure we've all done multiple tweets before, just as we do multiple Audioboos. But having 5 minutes to be able to talk about a particular subject is amazingly, liberating, that's the word I was trying to think of, because you can, you know, do anything you like, and a crowd of people will listen. And of course, depending on how the content is syndicated after that, whether it stays on Audioboo and you come across it by chance, that's what I did. I found a couple of really interesting contributors this morning, just by looking at the sort of recently uploaded. Annoyingly enough, the ones the nearby boos just came up with mine, so I'm not entirely sure there's anybody in the vicinity who's using Audioboo, but who knows where that may grow in the future. Of course, we also have a small community here where we exchange information, conversations, ask questions, get advice, have a laugh, really. That's an interesting one, because, and I think that's probably where one of the tensions is, because I cross-post to Twitter as well, I don't really want to bore my Twitter congregation, my Twitter followers, with conversations I'm having with other people, because they may not be interested. It's like a pub conversation. And therefore, I don't tend to do quite a lot of the responding. The reason I started Audioboo in the first place was as a kind of a short-form version of blogs, because I'd go to an event and I'd want to either capture some of the sights and sounds, which is another really interesting facet of Audioboo. It really does. If you listen to some people's Audioboos, I'm just playing with a bramble branch and I managed to spike myself with a thorn. Don't play with things, James. Yes, I mean, the UK sound map is a perfect example of that as well. And I mean, I'm using a tiny little microphone on my iPod Touch, using the hands-free kit thing, which is far from perfect, but picks up my voice, and as long as the wind isn't blowing too hard, comes through okay. But that's what I would do. So at the end of an occasion, and this is what the frustration is, because if I don't bring this and I go to something which is fantastic and I really want to capture the mood of it, that's it, the opportunity's gone. So that's the original reason why I did it. And of course, now they've created the direct messages thing, I can, not so much leave answer phone messages for other people, but have long form conversations, I like to think of it as. Now, of course, when you've got 5 minutes to talk to somebody, the response can, you have to end up taking, you can't help but have to take notes, and it becomes a kind of an interesting monologue, this monologue exchange. And I quite like that, but I suppose it suits more people, depending on the way things are done. I would very much like, if you're listening, Kate, or anyone else, I might just put an at Radio Kate on here, about the nature of Audioboo. And I'm well aware that this is a fairly free-form analysis of what I use it for and what it can be used for, rather than anything more structured or lecture-like. It would be really nice, I think, to have either the ability not to post it to Twitter, so it doesn't automatically post, or the distribution, sort of almost like a group format, so you can arrange a bunch of contacts in a group. And if you're having a conversation about something, we have a small Audioboo community, and you want to discuss things like growing up children and books to read and events to go to, and maybe sort of an Audioboo community for a local area, you can arrange it into sort of different subsections. And they never need to touch Twitter. Or maybe they can touch Twitter, and I don't know, it's really complicated, and I'm not entirely sure how to get the best out of it, and I think that's where I am at the moment. So one of the reasons I didn't post to Twitter recently is, one, work's been unbelievably busy and has been most of my life, and therefore I haven't had a huge amount of blogging to do, which is why my real blog hasn't been updated pretty much since Christmas. I think there's two entries I've typed since Christmas. And it's why, of course, I'm blogging now, because we're getting out and about, the weather's so much nicer. And actually, I've had a good week at work, and I mean, I'm still able to think after it, rather than having a very tired brain. But, yeah, I think the conversation thing is one I think needs some, in my opinion, it needs some finessing, because I don't want to mix the two in some respects, I guess. Because I know the people who will be listening to the stuff I'm talking about, the insights into my life, and I ought to add, actually, that who is the audience for my Audioboos? Actually, I don't mind who listens to it. If you're interested, listen to it. If you're not interested, don't. This is mainly for me to listen back to get a kind of a snapshot of what was going on, certainly an audio snapshot. Who knows? In the future, in 20 years' time, we'll listen back and think, even with the traffic that's going along and the airport nearby, my goodness, it was quiet, or my goodness, it was loud, depending on the state of technology at the time. But of course, when it's actually a conversation, you get the ats in the message title. Does that exclude anybody else, or does it become boring for anybody else to listen to? So that's the kind of questions I'm asking myself. How can Audioboo be fine-tuned for my own personal requirements? Personal, you see. I want it for me. I mean, otherwise, it's a fantastic application, and I would really encourage people, if you like talking, if you don't... No, not even if you like talking, if you don't mind talking and are happy to share slightly longer form than the sort of 140 characters of what you're up to at a given moment, or want, even more importantly, to capture the sound of something, so that when you've actually had the event, people can listen back to it and get a sort of taste of what it sounded like. Even if you take one picture, that's the actual the art for it, and have the sound of the event happening, and even if you're describing it, say, well, this is happening and this is happening, I think that's it captures a moment in time like no other kind of thing can, really. Because video, you've got to sit down and listen to. What? You've got to sit down and watch. It focuses your attention. But with audio, you can sort of lose yourself, really. So that's my reflections on Audioboo and the things to which it can be used, for which it can be used. And I would welcome responses. Good heavens, I've been going on for nearly 9 minutes. Sorry about that. It's been a lovely... It's what happens. One gets carried away in this wonderful weather. And... I think I could spend the last minute summarising, but to be honest with you, I'm not entirely sure what I said, so I had to listen it back. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much to Simon for sort of stimulating these thoughts, Mr. SN2N, because it was his comment at the end of a recent boo about me only occasionally booing, and the different type of boo I did yesterday to the ones I normally do. Or, I mean, the boos I do range violently from... Like I said, just holding a microphone up to something that's happening, all the way to opinionating, you know, saying an opinion on something, all the way to sitting in my studio and actually recording something with a bit of production behind it. Oh, dear. I don't think I can decide what to use it for. Does it matter? I don't suppose so. And with that, I shall speak to you later. Bye-bye.